Jack and Sophia arrived at the military base on Guantanamo. They grabbed their bags, which had been laid out for them on the runway. It was too dark to see much of anything beyond the lighted pathway that led to a green Humvee parked by a large hangar along the airstrip. Lights from the control tower blinked in the distance. Some of the higher hilltops were ghostly silhouettes, backlit by a setting moon. The bay was not far off, Jack knew, not because he could see or hear it, but because he could almost taste the salt in the gentle breezes. Even in the middle of the night, it was mild enough to go without a jacket, and having come from Miami and all its humidity, Jack was pleasantly surprised by the arid climate. "How'd you sleep?" Sophia asked as they followed a Marine toward the Humvee. "Like a baby," said Jack, "up every 45 minutes and mad as hell about it." Jack had never had much luck trying to sleep on airplanes. It was roughly a half-hour ferry ride across the bay. They were met by 2 members of the Marine Military Police, who assured Jack that their vicious-looking German Shepherd was completely under their control. Explosives dogs were a part of life here, and they weren't trained to be your friend. Jack and Sophia's bags passed the smell test, and then another Marine met them at the foot of the pier. "You guys eat on the plane?" said the Marine. "Not really," said Jack. "McDonald's is still open if you're hungry." Jack recalled that Lindsay had mentioned McDonald's in their first meeting. It seemed to be a source of local pride. "My first trip to Cuba, and the first place I'm going to eat is at McDonald's?" The Marine said, "You're in Cuba, but you're not really in Cuba, if you know what I mean, sir." The irony of the remark amused Jack. How many times in his life?